Come 2017, many Pennsylvania students and parents will be in for a reckoning, as students will be required to pass 3 state standardized tests in order to graduate high school. In this graduation season, Keystone Crossroads' Kevin McCory profiles 2 high-achieving Philadelphia high school students who are grateful that the new requirement doesn't affect the class of 2015.
Furness High School senior Su Ying Jiang has an artistic gift. The vibrant colors and nuanced shadows of her paintings and illustrations make her classical Asian motifs sing.
This is the still life drawing that I draw from Pafa School.
In the fall, she'll attend the University of the Arts, where she'll take the next step towards her dream of becoming a professional illustrator. If this was 2017, though, it's highly likely that she would not be graduating high school. Why? Because she could not pass state Keystone exams in algebra, literature, and biology.
I almost passed it just a few points, but I didn't make it.
Jiang, who moved to Philadelphia from Hong Kong 3 years ago, has made steady gains learning English, but not enough to score proficient on a literature test. As for biology?
Biology? No. I sleep during the class.
You slept?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know how to do it. I'm not good at biology.
Concerns about Pennsylvania's looming standardized test graduation requirement are growing in all corners of the state, especially on the biology exam, where just 54% of students statewide have been passing. Based on these pass rates, even posh suburban districts would see major declines in their graduation rates. In Lower Merion, where 96% of students graduate, only 71% passed the bio exam last year. Large urban districts like Philadelphia are expected to see the most precipitous drops, in part because they have so many students, like Jiang, who recently immigrated to the United States.
I think that is crazy because, like, you don't have to pass the Keystone test for college or anything else.
Jiang does not consider herself an academic slouch. Asked what she does for fun, Jiang brought up the rigors of her advanced placement art course.
I didn't go out for a year. Yeah, because I stay home and draw.
Especially for English language learners, advocates of the standardized test opt-out movement say the new requirements will needlessly hamstring those whose intellectual prowess can't be captured by tests. Others say it will push schools to devote even more time to teaching to the test. Proponents of the requirement, though, say the state needs to do a better job ensuring that all students are prepared for the modern job market. Philadelphia Community College President Guy Generals gives some credence to that point, saying the overwhelming majority of incoming freshmen need remedial coursework.
Most of our students, 70% of our students, test below the college level.
While the exam requirement may hold back some students, it may cause others to take the tests more seriously. This could be a good thing for schools, whose reputations can quickly sour based on test scores. It could also help the educators, whose performance is currently measured, in part, based on test results.
I'm a good student, but I didn't even take the test, you know. Sometimes I slept during the test.
Furness High School senior Mohammed Ben Abdallah arrived from Tunisia 3 years ago. He readily admits he has zero incentive to try his best on standardized tests. He says he passed algebra without trying, but failed literature and biology.
I mean, it's not going to affect me as a student. That's what they told us, so I'm like, okay.
Ben Abdallah, who speaks 4 languages, says he'd prefer to focus on his AP courses, which this year are literature and calculus. That focus has made the 4-sport athlete one of the school's rising stars, helping him win a $22,000 presidential scholarship from Widener University to study electrical engineering.
They have the co-op. You study for 5 years and you get your BS and MS in the same time.
For the class of 2017 and beyond, if students cannot pass one of the exams, they must take remedial coursework to help them complete a pass-fail computer-based project assessment. Students are to work with tutors until they pass each of the required tests. But for the state's many under-resourced school districts, which have faced drastic downsizing in recent years, there's a real question about how much support they realistically can provide. For WHYY News, I'm Kevin McCory.